With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel and Iran have now accepted the ceasefire plan proposed by President Trump. Move comes after Tehran launched a retaliatory limited missile attack on a U.S. base in Qatar. Damage was minimal. No one was hurt. Arkansas GOP Senator Tom Cotton applauding President Trump.
It seems that the Ayatollahs now understand that President Trump means business and that he's not bluffing. He wasn't bluffing for 10 years when he said that he would never allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon, which meant they can't have uranium enrichment capabilities in a deeply buried, fortified bunker.
And Cotton adds the Iranian attack Monday in Qatar was a fake show of strength.
This Iranian strike at our airbase in Qatar had all the hallmarks of theater and just an effort by the Ayatollahs to mislead their own people, to lie to them, to save face with them.
Former radio talk show host Sebastian Gorka telling Salem Radio Network the media inaccurately reported there was disagreement between members of the president's advisors.
I can tell you one thing, that this is the team. This is the A team. The fact that the president was standing there, I was, you know, in the room preparing for that moment when he walks up to the podium. The fact that the vice president was right by his side, Pete Hegseth was right there.
Russian U.N. Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia making a lot of noise. He claims the United States devastating airstrikes on Iran nuclear sites, opening a Pandora's box and could lead to a global nuclear catastrophe. Intense heat continues in the eastern part of the nation. This is SRN News. Well, a battle over the Ten Commandments in Illinois.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's leading atheist organization, is leading a lawsuit against Jefferson County over a monument bearing the Decalogue on the grounds of the county courthouse. The foundation claims it's a violation of the Constitution, but supporters point out that the Supreme Court has approved such displays in the past. The foundation spends most of its time seeking to remove all traces of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The acting chair of the federal agency that enforces workers' rights defending her decision to drop suits that seek to defend transgender people, saying her agency must comply with President Trump's orders. Andrea Lucas spoke at the confirmation hearing at the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions this week. This is SRN News. Tesla robo-taxis hitting the streets of the electric vehicle maker's hometown. Here's Rich Thomason.
The company has launched a test run of driverless vehicles in Austin, Texas. From a business standpoint, the bar is high. Tesla rival Waymo already operates driverless taxis in several cities and will not give up market share easily. Still, Elon Musk, who has long promised to put a fleet of driverless Tesla robo-taxis on the roads, vows to eventually corner almost the entire self-driving taxi market. Rich Thomason, Washington.
NTSB holding a public meeting about the door plug panel that blew out during an Alaska Airlines flight in 2024. The board will discuss what investigators uncovered. That incident happened minutes after the plane took off from Portland, Oregon, and created a roaring air vacuum that sucked objects out of the cabin. No one was seriously hurt. More details at srnnews.com.